Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring back our good friend, Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999, when he was a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting today, the Fed's policy-making committee, because he was in that role as the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, which he held for a number of years. And he's now a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. And he's our good friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bob, recently Larry Summers, who was one of the two most prominently mentioned replacements for Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, at the end of this year, when Summers withdrew his name, what did you think about that nomination? What did you think about him taking his name off?
Well, I feel for him since the stock market went up when he withdrew his name. And it's hard to feel bad for Larry Summers because he's one of the smartest guys on the planet, and he lets you know it. He doesn't say I'm one of the smartest guys on the planet. He just tries to beat you down into a pulp in any kind of debate you might have with him.
I've heard that about him. I've heard both of those things, that he's scary smart, but also not exactly Mr. Wonderful.
You know, he has two uncles who are Nobel Prize winners. One of them is Paul Samuelson. His mother is a PhD economist. I mean, he's got economics in his DNA.
He's got the genes, doesn't he?
He does. On the other hand, he speaks his mind, which I like.
He would have been
a more divisive chairman than Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen is a quiet, soft spoken, consensus builder.
Right.
She's a pretty good economist. I wrote a blog.
You've worked with Yellen probably more than Summers, right?
I actually served with Yellen on the FOMC for a few
years. That's what I thought. Yeah.
I have never worked with Summers. I've been to several conferences and watched him operate in that role. And the first one I saw, he basically bullied this other economist mercilessly. And I haven't liked him since then. On the other hand, the controversies he had at Harvard, I was always on his side on those.
I was too. I thought he got a bad rap on that one, just because, when telling the truth is politically incorrect, there's something wrong.
Yeah, it's just this political incorrectness business is awful. I hate it.
That's right.
I wrote a blog on this, and Forbes picked it up. They pick up all my blogs, and sometimes they change the title. And the title they put on this one was taken from my last paragraph, and it said, Yellen may make a fine chief, but Summers would have been better for the press. It would have been better. The press would have enjoyed Summers a lot more.
Right. So who would have been, and of course, folks, we don't, Summers was not nominated. Yellen has not yet been nominated. We don't know that either one of them would have been or will be. But we know that Summers has taken his name out of the running. But my question, Bob, is who do you think would have been better for monetary policy?
It's hard to say. I think they would have been fairly similar. I think, although their approaches are different, I think they'd come out in similar places. They're both, I think, would be considered dovish. Janet Yellen more so than Larry.
Right.
Since she's been there during this quantitative easing period, I think you can count on her to follow that script to its end. Larry may have come in and done something dramatic, which would have either been real good or real bad.
Isn't it time to have a firm hand? Don't we need a little more Volcker and a little less Bernanke?
I don't know. I know what you're saying, but I'm not sure that's true. I think Bernanke has been very creative in dealing with a once-in-a-100-year situation. And you may say it's reaching diminishing returns, and we'll probably hear this afternoon that they're going to begin to phase that out.
Yeah.
Slowly.
So, which we're going to talk about in a minute. I want to get that report from you in a little bit. Bob, give us the website where they can find your original work.
Well, the easiest one is economyblog.ncpa.org.
Is that economy blogs? Is that plural? Blogs?
No, just
one. Economyblog.ncpa.org. Folks, check that out. That's the National Center for Policy Analysis website. So Bob McTeer and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bob about the monetary policy of the Fed and if they do ease things up, what will that mean? And I'll probably mention a second or two about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.